Andrew, here's one for you. We've had a question on Twitter from Paul James. He says, I pick my fingernails a lot and leave them all over the world. You disgusting person. How long do they take to disappear? Or do they?
One, yes, you're right. It's disgusting. Do not do this. Some poor person's having to clean up behind you around the world. It's keratin that makes up your fingernails. So that's actually quite hard to break down. It's not something that biology really has evolved for, to live off fingernails, which is I'm kind of grateful for. So if you ate them, you couldn't digest them. So that's not, people aren't going to be eating them. Not many things in the world do really. So they'll sit around for a while.
And there are mummies with hair and nails and stuff like that.
Yeah. So I was at the British Museum recently and my daughter was looking at this mummified corpse. It was mummified because it had just been sat in the desert. It wasn't an Egyptian one. And she just said, oh, Daddy, it's still got hair. And I had to explain to her that it was actually a person who sat there for 5,000 years.
Ew, David.
Well, I'm a geologist and I know keratin is a molecule which fossilizes. You can extract fossil molecules of keratin from dinosaurs. So we're talking 150 million year old keratin. I don't think fingernails would survive that long, but the stuff of which it's composed can be found in the fossil record.
Wow. That's certainly... Do you know if dinosaurs ate their fingernails?
They probably ate other dinosaurs' fingernails.
They would have had claws, yeah. Which is kind of similar.
And feathers.
Claws and feathers. Okay. So don't leave your fingernails around the world is the upshot of that one, I think. Thank you. You're listening to The Naked Scientists with me, Kat Arney. With me today are space scientist David Rothery, physicist Caroline Steele, maths guru Adam Townsend and biochemist Andrew Holding. And they're answering all your science questions because it's Q&A time. If you'd like to send us a question, it's chris@thenakedscientist.com or you can tweet us @nakedscientists and we'll do our best to include it in our next show.